David's still teasing us.
All right.
Right?
Get
forward.
I get to use this thing. So. Morning, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to the December 2nd, 2014 meeting of the Garrett County Commissioners. I'd ask for you all to rise for an invocation, followed by the pledge of allegiance. Heavenly Father, again we come to you this day, Lord, we give you thanks and praise for all that you do in our lives. We also ask you to continue to be with our county, our state, and our nation, Lord, in these difficult times. And dear Lord, as we enter a time of transition, we ask that you be with those that are leaving and those that are coming in. Give them strength, wisdom, and courage to make the decisions necessary to lead our county and our state and our nation. Again, Lord, we just thank you for the opportunity you've given to all of us. And we ask you to be with our many of our citizens in our county that have lost loved ones and are having difficulties dealing with those circumstances. Just be with them. Give them a touch of your grace and praise. We ask these things through your precious Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Again, everyone, thank you, and I welcome you again to the meeting. First up on the agenda is, Molly, are there any additions or deletions to the agenda? You guys have anything?
Yeah.
Okay, next up is approval of public meeting and administrative meeting minutes of October 22nd and October 30th. Public meeting on October 22nd, administrative October 30th.
I'd move to approve the minutes as presented.
I would second that motion.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. And next up, Charlie's here for the purchasing department. A couple of one bid award and one contract two contract extensions.
Yes, sir.
Charlie.
Good morning, gentlemen. The first one we have for you is a recommendation for award. Fire Prevention System Services bid number 14-1113FP. It was advertised for 2 weeks, due on November 13th. Bid packets were distributed to 12 vendors, 11 bid services. Only 3 responses were received. The bid tab was attached for your reference. And after reviewing the bids, compliance, and feedback from risk manager and facilities and maintenance, we'd like to award it to Section 1 to Pillar Innovations, Section 2 to Fire Protection Services out of Cumberland, Maryland, and then the fire extinguishers out of the Modern Systems to Arch Systems out of Columbia, Maryland. And there is a savings of approximately 14.8% from 3 years ago.
Good.
I move approval of the recommendation for Fire Prevention System Services as recommended.
I would second the motion.
We have a motion and a second. Further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Okay.
Next, next one I have for you is the contract extension for standby generator maintenance bid number 13-1121G. The contract between County and Kelly Generator Equipment will expire November 30, 2014, although we'd like to request a one-year extension to Kelly Generator out of Owens, Maryland. And the contract period will be from December 1, 2014 through November 30, 2015.
I would move approval of the recommendation.
Second.
Motion second. Any further discussion? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay.
And the last one, gentlemen, is the contract extension for HVAC services, bid number 13-1205H. The contract will expire December 31st, 2014. I request a one-year extension to Rush Services out of McHenry, Maryland. The contract period will be from January 1, 2015 through December 31st, 2015.
Have a motion approval. The recommendation is presented.
Second.
Motion second. Any further discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, Chuck.
Thanks, Carter.
All right, next up, we have John Quilty along with many members of the Garrett County Natural Gas Advisory Commission here to present their report and maybe some recommendations going forward. So I'll turn it over to John.
Mind if I step up?
Yeah.
Maybe a reminder for all that the commissioners, you know, chartered us and appointed members in October of last year. We had our first meeting on 5 November. We had our last meeting within our one-year charter on 30 October. At that last meeting, Commissioner Rayling made what I think was a great suggestion that we compile our work, if you will, in a binder and a report, present that here, and make copies available for anybody who's interested or has insomnia. this is the report. What's included in here is a final report that was delivered to the commissioners on Thanksgiving Eve. But more importantly, beyond a list of members, there's 7 reports that were delivered during the year. I've been asked to make a few remarks. The remarks will be based largely on that final report. And we'll spend just a few more minutes looking forward rather than looking backward. Just so people understand in general, the fact of the matter, as I noted, is we had a one-year charter. Whether we or some other form of citizen group gets extended to work on this topic is, of course, a decision in the hands of the new commissioners, and appropriately so. I guess first I'd like to thank a few folks. I'd like to thank the commissioners for establishing a citizen-based group and providing a voice for public input. I thank Commissioner Raley for hanging in with us full time and continuously and consistently giving us not only advice and counsel, but support of whatever kind was needed. I thank several senior county officials that have given me advice and counsel and also made their staff available to work with us and help us. That's much appreciated. Regarding staff, I would note Chad Pike, Logan Marks, Jeff Simcoe, who's officially a contractor, but viewing an extension of the staff in this context. And of course, last but not least, Cheryl DeBerry. As many of you know, Cheryl was recently appointed to the State Agricultural Commission. She couldn't be here this morning. She's at a meeting in Annapolis about that. And that's a pretty obvious testimony to her engagement, her involvement, and her being held in high regard by the larger community, as well as by lots of folks here, including my committee members and me. I guess I should also thank the members for their efforts and contributions, but also for putting up with the chairman, who from time to time gets so immersed in the substance of the matter, he forgets to discipline the time, and has consistently displayed no appreciation or no experience for Robert's Rules of Order. I've strived to learn, but I haven't done real well. A couple of comments looking backwards. As I noted, this book called Compilation Reports, very clever title, includes actually 7 reports delivered over the last year. There are 3 of those that had to do with providing comments and inputs on particular studies emerging from the state safe drilling edition, particularly the public health report and the RESI report on economic and community impact. Both viewed as reports of particular importance because they have findings and recommendations, whether you love them all or not, that come very close to home and deserve attention. But of course, our comments there are now part of Safe Drilling Initiative history. But I would note that many of the issues there, you know, they haven't gone away, and they'll be with us for a while. There was another report which is kind of an interesting list of potential benefits that you could view as byproducts of drilling activity, like industry investment, you know, infrastructure for their own purposes that has byproduct benefits to the county. There's no particular action recommended there. But perhaps more importantly, looking forward, there are three reports that make specific recommendations to the county regarding exploratory or implementing actions. There's a report on potential local regulatory actions, which looks at things like permitting or other kinds of fees to give the county revenue for its own costs and outlays before there's any production in the attendant severance tax. There's a recommendation that won't explore possibly increased setbacks beyond those specified by the state around parks and trails. And some of you may know DNR has actually had some angst about whether those setbacks are adequate themselves vis-a-vis recreational state properties. There's a report on transportation. That deals with topics ranging from bonding for a more assured way to cover the cost of road wear and maintenance, to permitting or other kinds of agreements with industry to control truck routes and timing. From a public safety point of view, you'd like to avoid school bus routes. Just last night I read in the final report, there's mention of that now in the state. There hadn't been before. But I don't see anything in the best practices of the state that does anything to assure that. That's inherently a local matter. There's the topic of avoiding public events as part of that permitting process. There's roads are crowded enough around the big dunk, and maybe you'd like to avoid that. There's a report on emergency preparedness. That has 8 or 10 recommendations that range from adding a shale gas annex, if you will, to the emergency operations plan, to looking at both training and equipment capability for any unique aspects of shale-related hazmat, to reviewing communications between and among first responders, perhaps not unique to shale gas, but a topic in a county of this kind, widespread, not always within cell tower reach, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. I just note, after those comments, that we do have in the final report that's at the front of this book, an Appendix A, which pulls out the roughly 20 recommendations that I've just cartooned and give you samples of, simply for ease of reference for anybody, and hopefully of interest to the new Board of Commissioners. Looking forward now, we did spend essentially our full meeting on 30 October going around the room and collecting member views on their view of priority issues to be addressed by the county going forward, and some suggestions about if the SGAC were extended, how we might improve ourselves a bit. I'll focus on issues and highlight 5. There's a topic of following up on the 20 or so recommendations I mentioned, Many of those arrive late in our one-year charter and inherently become a matter for, if you will, the new county administration to consider. And of course, we'd be happy to help in any way. There's a topic based on applause of some work that Mike Koch and his folks have done. There's a topic of continuing to broaden and enrich the economic analysis of both the upsides and the downsides of shale gas recovery. Now, many of you have seen work on severance tax revenue, an upside. You've seen stuff on property value declines, a downside. In terms of local businesses, people show up, there's jobs, upside. Then people say, my goodness, tourism is a major engine in the county, maybe there's a downside. So it seems to us it's important to look squarely at the upsides and downsides, not only so you can look at them, but maybe you can do something about them. For instance, there may be some of the upsides, for instance, that you can enhance through things like very targeted workforce development and training. There's the topic of tracking what will be an interesting journey, I think, between the currently state-proposed best management practices and what actually appears in enforceable state regulations. You know, everybody can place their own bets on that, but there's obviously a lot of players and a lot of pressures involved in that practice. And to me, that's important, not just a matter of intellectual interest, but there may be, if there's some backing off on some of the proposed best practices, that might occur in a way that the county itself could take some compensating action. That's all something to hurt your head about, I guess. There's the topic that was brought up of establishing a mechanism within the county to coordinate policy and actions across the full breadth of county government. That was partly motivated by a discussion earlier on where we looked at some case studies that we think were quite competently done of, I guess, two counties in Pennsylvania, one in West Virginia, and one in Ohio, that are very involved in shale gas recovery. They all, in different words, said, gee, it'd be nice to have such a mechanism, and those that didn't have such a mechanism in place expressed some regrets. And finally, there's the difficult topic with no silver bullet answer of balancing property rights, which indeed come in different forms. So you could choose to talk about the right to benefit, important right. You could also choose to talk about the right to be protected, also an important right. Inherently competing, but you can imagine ways that the county could strive to help balance those rights the best they can. There will always be controversy there. That's just part of the game. In terms of a longer list of issues we provoked ourselves with that I haven't highlighted, there is an appendix B, I guess, in the final report, but I don't mean to sound presumptuous, but you could view it as a starter package on a county work plan going forward. It's our best list of a set of things that you could imagine addressing. I guess finally, I mentioned that we are now in some sense concluded. I mentioned the possibility that we could be extended. That's not our decision to make. Decision of the new board. Discussion with Jim Redley, and we agreed on a strategy that we, the committee, would not make a recommendation per se. We didn't feel that was appropriate. But we do think it may be important to convey, shall I call it, the sense of the committee. So let me do that in four points. One, we think there is a positive role for a citizen-based group, both in terms of providing different perspectives and a voice and an outlet for the public. We think that the kind of issues I just mentioned could benefit from the input of a citizen-based group, both in terms of perspectives and maybe a little hard and focused effort on particular topics. It was observed that the SGAC itself, not without a little growing pain, has matured to the point where we think we can have a constructive dialogue among its members. You'll observe and probably know that the commissioners by design appointed a committee that was intentionally to represent a wide range of views. I would say they wildly succeeded. So our committee process has not been one of seeking or pretending to seek full consensus, but of trying to exchange views and develop as much balance as we could on the input to the commissioners. And finally, I can't speak for each member, nor should I, but the members in general evidenced an interest in and a willingness to continue to serve if, in fact, the new board assesses that as having value. So let me just close with a personal remark. I personally have enjoyed the privilege and pleasure of serving as chairman for at least almost every day. For those of you who know me, you know I've been around the county a long time, but more as a vacationer and all, and it's only in the last few years I've become more involved. I care a lot about the county. This is a big time topic. It has big time implications, ranging from economics to character of the county and quality of life, etc. And I would just hope that our input has provided some value and maybe exerted a little positive influence. So thanks for your time, and let me get off stage.
Thank you, John.
I just want to say thank you to all the committee members for generating this and bringing it all together, and thank you, Jim, for being a part of the Marcellus committee on the state level and the local level. So you've earned your stripes.
I'd like to echo Greg's comments to Jim also, as well as the members of the committee. As John mentioned several times, it is about balancing. And obviously the county is, every county in the state is a little different, so some of those local issues will have to be managed accordingly, so it's a very good input. Appreciate that. I also know there's several members of the committee here today. If you've got a few minutes, if any of you would like to express what you learned or how you benefited, Marshall.
I'm Marshall Stacy, and I think we just scratched the surface. I think we spent a lot of time trying to reinvent a wheel. And if the committee goes on or another committee goes on, I would hope that they would take advantage of what's actually happening right across our borders and talk to those people and have those people. If you're going to do a health assessment, talk to hospital administrators in Addison, Pennsylvania, or Uniontown, or something like that, EMT people that have experience in areas where fracking is going on, rather than just talking to people right here in Garrett County that don't have any practical experience, maybe. I don't know, I'm always more hands-on. If I want
Paul Shogren. I represent the Forestry Board on the committee. As you can hear from Marshall's speech, John had quite a time reconciling differences of the committee. And I think that's one of the good things of the committee. He was able to reconcile a lot of different views. I would hope that he carry on in any future committee.
Thanks. Anyone else? Eric?
Thank you. I think in the recommendations that we saw that are coming out of the report, for the most part, even though there was a diverse group and there was a lot of opinions on all sides, on many of the recommendations that ended up ultimately coming into the report, there was a very good consensus of the group as to what each of those components were. Many of them weren't about some of the emotional components, whether we're discussing property rights or, you know, any other point. These were things that were very fiscally looked at. You know, they were things that were components that the county should be considering overall, irregardless of what an industry is. And I think that those recommendations are the ones that should strongly be looked at because they did have such a strong consensus on it. And I appreciate you guys allowing us the opportunity to work on it. It has been a job. I think for everybody, there was a learning curve to how the committee initially got going. But I think once we got our feet under us, I think we came up with some pretty good recommendations. Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
Terry.
Anyone else from the committee?
I'm Nadine Rubania. I represent Western Maryland chapter of Sierra Club on the committee, but also just as a broad citizen and a small business owner. And I want to thank Commissioner Raley and the commissioners for having the group get together, for balancing it the way we did. I think the open dialogue that we had about it and some of the things that we were assigned to look at, particularly the four shale county studies, which was one of my assignments to analyze, that is data from places where active shale development is going on. It's been very, very useful. You can get information there from hospitals, public health infrastructure, public safety infrastructure, waste disposal. All those aspects are there in professionally peer-reviewed, gathered information. It was very helpful, and I think it would be very useful for the county to continue having this sort of dialogue where perspectives from both sides are brought into a public forum to be in some way sort of made public record. It's very useful. And I do want to remind one thing that we did. I'm looking at John's at the final report. In one of our discussions, it was acknowledged that actions that we do to protect people on the ground, some people will characterize it as we don't want to go there, we don't even want to look at that because it might drive development away. But in our discussions, it was also put out there and accepted that the industry sees this as a cost of doing business to keep local people protected from the potential impacts. That was a very positive thing, and I hope that as we go forward, everyone in the county, not just the leadership, but average citizens understand that it's doing things to protect our people on a broad sense and still maximize benefits is possible, and the industry sees that. We can't shy away from wanting to protect people who don't benefit. Thanks.
Thanks. Anyone else?
Coach? Yeah, my name's Richard Helby. I'm a resident of Garrett County, lifelong. I'm glad to have the committee. Glad everything worked out with some positive recommendations. My biggest concern, and the thing that I detest the most about the way things have been going on, is some of the letters that have been in Republican that saying that the sky is falling. This happened, that happened. The suggestion by Mr. Stacy that says check with the people that had the hands-on experience. This is where your true factual information comes from. And that's something we really need to keep in mind here. Legislation on hype goes nowhere. Thank you.
Anyone else before wrap this up? Okay, I'm going to turn it over to Commissioner Raley.
I want to start by first of all thanking all the members of the local committee, but I do feel that we owe an acknowledgement to Paul Roberts, Commissioner Roberts, who has sat on the state committee. He's been at the 35 meetings that I've been to. He's done so at his own personal expense because it's an important issue to him. So, Paul, I do want to recognize you being here today and thank you, as well as many other folks in this audience who have attended many of the state meetings. I think we know that timing is everything, and I think we know that it has an appearance now that the state is ready to move forward with the regulatory process. I mean, I believe that the state is currently writing regulations surrounding the development of shale gas. And in that, there were some concerns about gaps and the potential gaps that exist locally. And I continue to emphasize to our local committee that that really was our charge. We're not going to force the hand of the state at how they write the regulations. We're not going to force the hand of the state as to whether there is or is not shale gas development. We just are not quite that powerful at the local level. But what we can do is we can address those concerns that exist. And this report is a good starting document. You heard Eric talk about it being a consensus. With the group that we had, and literally I would sit there and I'd say, you know, this is a diverse group. These folks would rather there never be gas development under any circumstance, but with that said, they were willing to come into a room, act in a civil manner, and talk about what it is that are concerns out there. So with that said, one of the concerns, I guess, that really, really exists is that after all this work, we've learned so much, we really don't know what the infrastructure is underneath there. We don't know what the gas capacity is. It's all been speculative. You know, coal was much easier to assess than gas is going to be to assess. I don't want to say that it was in vain then, because I have learned so much along the way about shale gas development, something that really was kind of new to me in 2010. But the important part is, if there ever is gas, getting it to the pipeline is going to be important, because the money comes with the severance tax. Yes, there will be royalties paid, again, once the gas is extracted. So that becomes another part of the debate, is the future discussion of not just punching a hole in the ground and seeing if there's gas, it's getting it into a pipeline system in a safe and prudent manner. Again, we have to protect one another. That's our job, is to look out for one another. And we all have different ways of viewing that. I mean, some view that this cannot be done in a safe manner. And I respect that. But I also respect the fact that we have some of the brightest and best people in this state who I think have the ability to do it and to do it right. And to look at procedures that get away from the controversy. In other words, what really is controversial to some extent about gas extraction is the issue of fracking. I think we know that. And who knows? I know that any time I've talked to students at Frostburg, I've encouraged them to be the generation that develops the next way to meet our energy needs, whether it be through fossil fuels, whether it be through green energy. You know, but I think we really have the ability here in Garrett County to look at a true portfolio of energy development. And hats off to the efforts that have been made by this county in that regard. So I accused that John Quilty would not be able to finish up in a short time, and here I am rambling. But what I would like to do, gentlemen, is I would like to offer a friendly motion today that we endorse the findings and submit such to the new Board of County Commissioners for their decision on how best to address the gaps in the county policies and procedures as we move forward. So I'd like to entertain that as a motion.
So moved.
Or second.
Any other motion, a second? Any additional discussion?
No.
Seeing none, all those in favor of Jim's motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you,
gentlemen. Thank you. And remember, I know that each and every person does not necessarily agree with each and every piece of information that is contained within this and how best to get there. But I believe that capable individuals who are in this county government, and I believe the capable individuals who are coming into this role next week will be able to do so.
Will that report be available for the finalized as it was put together for you guys?
Yes, you mean?
Yes.
Yes. We have one, and it was given to various, John.
Yeah, just so you know, the file reports going around the county to people like the Planning Commission, the content of the report, of course, is on the county website that has a SJAC and shale gas piece. You provoked an interesting question. I'll talk to Cheryl about whether there's anything we should do to make it easier to get the compilation on the website. Right now, a list of reports, but may not be all together. I'll check on that.
And that was the idea, was we wanted a compilation, that it wasn't that you had to go here to find this and here to find this and here to find this. There were a lot of really, really good works that needed assembled into a package deal instead.
Okay. Thanks, everyone. Next up is Board of County Commissioners' farewell message. So we never really talked about this. So if there's an order you want to go in, you want me to go first?
In the chair?
Yeah, chair. Sure.
Great, I could go first. I started off writing some notes here, so it's kind of messy, but try to get everything covered. I'm sure I'll forget many things, but first I just want to thank the voters, citizens of the county, thank my family and all the co-workers here, as well as the staff. Also want to thank all those invitations I got over the 4 years to participate and learn more about each individual group. It was a very, very learning experience. I also want to thank many of the boards and committees I served with, school board, traffic advisory committee, policy review board for the lake, chamber of commerce, social services, planning commission, area agency of aging, Cindy's fund. We also serve with commissioners of board of health, juvenile review board, the Yauk River Association, of course, ASCII. When we took that over, we became the board. Cancer Coalition and Garrett Trail, so pretty diverse group all over the county. Learned a great deal. A lot of respect for those people who volunteer and put their time and effort. Do appreciate all of their work. A lot of good things working in our county, folks. We tend to focus on the negative, but there's a lot of good things working. I want to thank our state partners. A lot of services in the county shared by the state. I know a lot of people say we need to get away from Maryland, but we truly benefit in other ways than just what everybody sees every day. Dwayne's here with Community Action. I mean, that's a big part of the state and our county. Great job, Dwayne. Rick DeWitt, Social Services, again, services that provide to the county. Rodney Glodfuddy, the Health Department. Mark Bodeaver, State Police. Rick Cosner, State Roads, Highways. Those are the local people we see all the time, but they're people that as Jim often refers to, we shop with, go to church with, attend ball games with, but they're here for good reasons. Also want to thank the mayors and the council of the county. Again, largely volunteers take a lot of the heat for things. They're all trying to help, and they all do good things. So I appreciate them. Have a lot of volunteers, emergency services, people like that, that do a great job for our county. I want to thank them for what they do. We'll thank the media. I mean, Jim, Elaine, Renee were here all through our 4 years. Renee even spoke up a couple times, which we appreciate that, or Renee. Also want to thank our friends in Annapolis at all levels. Again, disagree, agree. I think there's a newfound respect in Garrett County because of how we approach them and how we work with them, building partners and relationships. There's also a lot of nonprofits and groups in this county that do a tremendous work. And for little or no clean. They do it because their heart's in the right place, and that's what it takes. Things on this, friendships, of course, relationships, food. Miss a lot of food. Got a letter from Mayor Corley saying I never missed a picnic. Well, but I am proud. I never gained any weight. I still weigh the same way I did when I came here. So, and as Jim mentioned earlier, maybe it was Jim or Greg, I never turned alcohol either. I never had to worry about that. It was all about. I gave him my tickets at places. So. Truly about why I got involved was always about making a positive difference. I never chased politics. I don't chase money. I chase helping people. And that's what the Lord has put me here for, and that's what I want to do. Some other people I miss, Al Feldstein, that guy there is I call him a nut, but he's a good guy. Good partner. Carol Lou Who. Her big holiday is coming up with Christmas, so. Put the Who name on Carol, so. Well, I won't miss wearing a tie. I hate those dress pants, so. Won't miss speaking in public. I'd rather talk to my animals, I think. Won't miss fake people. You only want one thing, and when you don't do that thing, they're not there with you. I won't miss that. I hate that I can't remember names. That's truly been a struggle. I remember faces, I remember people, but sometimes it's hard to remember your name. I apologize. Won't miss the government's always right. I don't know about that. I've worked for a lot of companies. We make mistakes. I'm sure government does too. And we need to listen to people more. Won't miss it's always about money. That's everybody's claim. You come in here, it's always about money. Vote for Sunday sales, it'll increase money. Well, yeah, it will. Do this, it'll bring more money. It isn't about money, folks. We've got a lot to protect here and a lot to work with. Did a lot of first. Kissed a 100-year-old woman. Never thought I would do that. That was after. Yeah, it's not a resume, though. Jim was concerned that we sat in the wrong seats at church, which we probably did, but you know how that goes. Got to ride an airplane. Never did that before. Helicopter. Snowplow, even. Appreciate the county staff letting me ride around. Rob, I never made it out to the deputies, but maybe sneak me in a couple days. Got to meet governors and senators and people, you know, you never think you get to meet. A little kid from Aurora growing up. They still put their pants on the same way we do, folks, so. I know who ultimately has the end say in everything, so a lot of respect for him, admiration, but we're all the same. Enjoy the employees. Let me harass them, pick on them, be part of them. I'm going to miss that. Got a good bunch of employees, a lot of diverse skills, a lot of ability. They all do a great job. They're under a watchful eye from a lot of people, but they do a great job. And they're very consistent, and that's what you strive for. Got to go to Annapolis. You might think that's weird, never went to Annapolis, but I enjoyed Annapolis. It's a great little town. I plan to go back there and visit. Was in my first parade. Not much for parades, people, but like the candy. Let's see. Also got to help Steve Sherrard do a perk test. It's the only way you get to learn is to get involved, and I did hopefully take advantage of that. Some accomplishments we made as a board, kept the tax rate at 99 cents. I don't know, truly know how people know how hard that was, but that was one of our goals. We actually wanted to cut taxes, but never got to that. We were getting the heat from many people saying raise them, but we all knew what that means. I like the new alignment of services we offer as a county, the new direction we have in many departments. It's working, it's doing good, it's benefiting everyone. It's a new way of thinking, and control command is gone, and I like that. I like people being able to, it's like the fleas jumping out of the jar. Let them jump. Don't make mistakes. Maybe do a different way. Maybe we don't recognize it, but the outcomes are better. I grew as a person, learned a lot. Never used a county credit card a lot, so Scott, you know, appreciate that. Had to buy some fuel and maybe stay at a motel. Next up, I guess I'll go back to being an electrician. It's carried me for 30 years. I'll go back to being Bob, too. Many people said it. You know, I told them I'd be Bob before as commissioner, I'll be Bob after as commissioner. So that's most important. I do appreciate all of you, though. And it's been great. You know, Sheriff Corley there, I'm glad I got to give him a raise. He deserves it. He's got a great staff, a lot of people under him. Sheriff doesn't make a lot, but I appreciate what you do, Rob. That's about it for me. I think I'm probably didn't miss anything. I won't miss some of the things in the Republican, Renee. Sorry, I'm not picking on you. I plan to stay involved. I'm not going anywhere. I got a great family, a lot of friends, and a great county. And one thing, I might get a little emotional. I went through something a couple of years ago. Some of you may know, some of you may not. There's a guy here stuck by me, and a lot of people already throw me under the bus. And I appreciate that, Jim, and I love you for that. Never used it against me, never said it, never brought it up. He's never spoke about it to this day. And that's a true friend. They don't bring that stuff up. They do it because they're hard. And I appreciate that. And I appreciate Greg and all the hard work. Done a great job. We made mistakes. We missed opportunities. But we leave the county far better off than what we got it. We never pointed blame backwards. We always look forward. We have some extra money on the side for purposes that maybe a new board can use. And we have a lot of needs. So I appreciate all of you. And if you need anything, you can let me know, and I'll help you any way I can. Thank you all. Jim?
All right. Thanks, Bob.
Okay, you got 30 seconds.
I want to start by acknowledging the other elected officials who are here today and congratulate them on their election. Delegate Beitzel, congratulations, and you know, we send our condolences at your recent loss, but you know, of your mother, but we are glad that you still represent us in Annapolis and have done a spectacular job. Sheriff Corley, congratulations. You bring a lot of pride to the downstairs and to the troops that you deploy on a daily basis to carry out the work that you do, so hats off to you.
Thank you.
An associate member, Monica. Good luck to you. I congratulate you and wish you well on the Board of Education. As you know, 14 years of my life were spent there as well, and I you know, certainly want to acknowledge you and congratulate you on your first venture at the political world. So with that said, you know, Election Day is really an important day. I certainly don't want to take away the importance of voting, but we all know that there's one final vote that really is the vote that will count for each and every one of us. So when people offered condolences to me, I said, that's what the process is about. The process is about electing people and changing when you believe it's time to change. That may be in 2 years, that may be in 4 years, that may be in 8 years, and it may be in longer. But let me just start with what's going to be probably scripted, unfortunately. So it's hard to believe on a wintry day in 2010 this journey all began. So here we are 4 years to the latter, and we're still blessed with some of that wintry weather. Fortunately, not like it was in 2010. I guess a simple conclusion is that is what December in Garrett County is supposed to resemble. The whiter the winter, the greener the economic return. Allow me to begin with a quote from a famous farewell speech. The impressions with which I first undertook the arduous trust were explained on the proper occasion. I will only say that I have, with good intentions, contributed towards the organization and administration of the government, the best exertions of which a very fallible judgment was capable. For the past few weeks, I contemplated what I should say. I'm not one to dwell on the past, And I really frown upon trying to build one's self-image to attempt to be viewed in some heroic manner. Thus, I digress and think about the past few days. I think about what Thanksgiving means to me, and I think about what it means to others. It was following the Dove Center Festival of Trees this past weekend event, and the words of Heather Henlein about what kids in a violent home are thankful for, that I realized the past year, 4 years, is really a time to reflect on us being thankful. I think of my new job, my new role, and the desperation of some who suffer daily from mental health issues, from substance abuse, and from homelessness and despair. So I want to begin by thanking the citizens of Garrett County for entrusting me to serve for some 18 years in elected office, both on the Board of Education and the Board of County Commissioners. This is an honor not all who wish to serve are given the chance or the opportunity. So again, thank you. To the person who sent me my first anonymous letter highlighting what a terrible commissioner I would be, thank you for taking your time to express yourself. I hope I have fulfilled all your wishes. To my family who has had to live in a political world surrounding them and be judged as such when they prefer a path less traveled. The life of being parent, spouse, or children of a politician is not always the kindest of worlds. My response has always been that you cannot hold my family responsible for my decisions. To those who honored that request, I sincerely thank you. To those who did not, they likely will not forget. To my friends I've made along the way, I thank you for being my friend without me having to send you a friend request and await your decision as to whether you were going to accept or reject. While this office may cost one a friend or two, I'm thinking I'm just about even for the 4 years, so perhaps it is better this term of office for me has been once only. To those who have been critical in a constructive manner, thank you. While we may not have agreed on some or even many of the issues, you helped me to understand your perspective. You will never accuse me of making a decision without listening and without thoughtful consideration. And now to the newspaper reporters. Thank you for a fair and balanced approach to your reporting and getting most of the stories correct, and for quoting me when I use some of my off-the-wall lines, and especially my weasel words. At least most of that Annapolis administration will not be around to remember me. I certainly hope the local editor treats the new board in the same manner and takes a few shots at their decision in the spirit of fairness. I do sincerely thank each of you for covering our meetings and reporting on the issues, thus keeping the public informed in an area that does rely heavily upon print media for governmental information. Hats off to the employees of county government, and I'm thankful for the time you take to talk with me. It means more than you can imagine to have thoughtful employees who work hard every day with less and never complain. You do so because you care about your job, because you care about your friends and neighbors, and because you care about Garrett County. Thank you to all the community organizations who have opened your arms and doors to me to share in your events. I appreciate what you do to make our county a wonderful place to live and raise a family. Gregan, thank you for helping to expand my vocabulary. And Bob, thank you for helping to clean up some of my vocabulary. Whether viewed as colleagues or friends, I value the spirited debates and times we spent together. You know, we did accomplish much of what we set out to do amidst quite a few major distractions. Since entering the political world is often characterized as changing people, I'm proud to say that I feel I have changed, but I've changed for the better. You cannot hear or see what is in my heart and in my mind. You can only hear the words I utter. I walk out of here today with my honesty, my integrity. I did not surrender my principles, my values. And I've gained a vast knowledge on so many issues. I've learned and I've grown in so many ways, and fortunately not around the belt line. As we continue our holiday season, let us reflect upon what is right and just, and what we can do to make our county and our country a stronger and better place, and that we can someday be at peace with one another. Though in reviewing the incidents of my administration, I am unconscious of intentional error, I am nevertheless too sensible to my defects not to think it probable that I may have committed many errors. Whatever they may be, I fervently beseech the Almighty to avert or mitigate the evils to which they may tend. These words of President Washington over 200 years ago ring true here today. I offer my best wishes to the incoming administrations, both here and in Annapolis. I look forward to our continued to work together now and in the future. Have a Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year. Thank you. Thank you.
I'll try to wrap it up here at the Gettysburg. I didn't see Sheriff Corley's here. I think he's here to escort us out. So. But now I'm about 4 o'clock this morning. I think I'm as nervous and giddy today as I was on the first day. And to all of you who got that food and beer memo to come here this morning, that was just a ruse. Just play off of Jim's observation about voting. I'll offer this observation. With a little bit of levity, statistically, 1 out of 3 people in this room voted for me, and I'd like to offer you my thanks in doing so, and the other 2 out of 3, I offer you a bigger thanks for your action. But in all seriousness, my words can't express the gratitude and appreciation that I have for what many people in this room do day in and day out. You all have very difficult jobs that I don't think I could do, and I don't think I really, really ever want. But I'm very proud of the Garrett County government that we have. Your dedication and professionalism is inspiring, and it's often noted downstate when we travel, to Annapolis and even further east. I thank you for your patience and your support over the past 4 years. I've learned a lot from you all, and I've also learned a lot about myself. I'd like to thank my fellow commissioners for their camaraderie, for the debates, the agreements, the disagreements, the laughs, and I think we need a few more adult beverages after all this so we can laugh about the good old times. I'd like to thank Monty for his dedication to the board and to the county and the support of the board's actions day in and day out. That's a tough job, and for being accessible to us 24/7, he never leaves. If you come by the courthouse, he's here Saturday morning. Sometimes you see him Sunday after church. Thank you, Monty, for all you do and how you serve the county and the board. I'd like to thank Carol. She's over there trying to be a wallflower. She's kept us on track and prepared over the past few years. And, you can have a bad day. You can go to a meeting, come in grumpy, and there's Carol, and you open the door, and she's just got a smile, and it's just like, oh, I can't take it out on her. So if you ever think you're having a bad day on a Tuesday, just remember Carol's over here in the lion's den with us. And so thank you for all you've done. You've served us wonderfully. I really appreciate it. And to the public, it's just an honor and a privilege to represent you. The decisions that we've made have not always been easy. And I didn't always like the decisions, choices that confronted us, but we always made decisions that we thought were in the best interest of Garrett County. So in the last 4 years, as my colleagues have alluded to, we've weathered a lot of storms. We've had tough policy issues to deal with. We've had tough fiscal issues to deal with. And
you know, we've helped to stabilize education funding. We've had to deal with a lot of infrastructure projects, sewer, water. We've managed to expand broadband. We've enhanced our marketing efforts. Appreciate all our affiliate organizations, what Community Action does, and the Chamber in the back, and the Health Department. You know, we've expanded those marketing efforts. Accommodation revenues are running at a record pace. We've come up with a grand brand, the Deep Creek Experience, which helping to fuel that. We've hosted a world championship and brought the world to Garrett County. We've helped with business development and establishment of Strata and the headquarters of the Bikes Corporation. We've enhanced communications. So we have been able to accomplish a lot. We've had to be very reactive. I hope the next board coming in will have an arena and a little more stable time. There's been a lot of tumultuous activity from the state on down the past 4 years that we've had to deal with. I appreciate all the committees and volunteers, that dozens and dozens of people that you don't realize that play a role in your county on dozens of little committees. It really makes it a wonderful place to live, and that's what amazed me when I started this job. And this job is, you campaign for the job you think you want, and you get a different job, but it's still a blessing, it's still a privilege and an honor to serve. So thank you for all that you do. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, Monty. That's all I have.
Next up is to adjourn, but before we'll take a few minutes for public comment. We have a few minutes today. We're not going anywhere. If there's any additional public comments. Yes, Nicole.
On behalf of the Garrett County Chamber of Commerce, just want to thank you all so much for all the time and leadership that you gave to this county. It is certainly easy to sit back and criticize or comment on the job you're doing without walking in your shoes. And obviously, you all are walking out of here with your heads held high, and certainly it is not an easy task, and you all took it on with broad shoulders, and just want to thank you so much. It was really a pleasure working with all three of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nicole.
Wendell?
I also want to take this opportunity to thank the Garrett County Commissioners, this board commissioner. Having worked with you for 4 years and having sat in that seat for 4 years, I understand what you've undertaken, and I just want to commend you with the cooperation and the professional way that you handled your job and working with George and I in Annapolis, and tell the public here that we had a great relationship with the commissioners. We worked with them, and they came to Annapolis and presented the issues that the county was dealing with, and we dealt with some. Reagan said we had some really tough issues that we had to deal with. The number one issue, I think, that affected the county most profoundly was the highway user revenue taken away from the county and handing municipalities. And we've been working hard to get that back, and we work to try to get that back. And I just, again, want to thank the three commissioners for your service to this county in a difficult time. Thank you.
Thanks,
Mike. Dwayne?
Well, I echo all that. I always admire people who are willing to put themselves forward in this electoral process, because no matter how perfect you are, you're always a target. And so, I mean, that process in itself, I think, earns a lot of appreciation. And each of you have played a role in support of Community Action. I speak for myself. It's been a good process.
Anyone else?
Gentlemen, on behalf of the department and myself personally, I just want to say thank you. It's been a pleasure. Thanks for all the time that you've made for me personally and the issues of economic development and growth and planning in the county. I wish you all the best in your futures. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
They don't have to be nice comments.
It's your last shot.
I'm
going to return your call after this.
So now that you mentioned.
All right, thank you, everyone. We're going to adjourn for a few minutes, and then we have a executive session discussing personnel and a 10:30 administrative session. Moni, is there any particulars of that session that maybe would interest somebody?
We have a review by our Department of Financial Services on a financial software package that we've had some meetings on and some review, and Scott would like to present that to you and see what decision you all can make on moving forward. We've talked about that in the past and like to talk with you before you leave office. That's it.
That's a 10:30. That's open to the public. You know, thank you all.
Back to work.
Let's get a quick handshake.
Thank you.